You may have heard this, and there's a couple of things I want to touch base on here. But I was watching this with, you know, it's politics is one thing. Nakedly trying to pad the ballot box is something entirely different, which I'm pretty sure we have been witness to here the last few days. When Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe basically restored the rights of 200,000 convicted felons in the state of Virginia to go to the polls. He is a Democrat. He believes that many of these people that he's releasing will vote for Democrats this fall. But I'm sitting there going, now, wait a second. If you restore their civil rights, you restore their civil rights. You can't restore some and not all, right? If you restore somebody's civil rights, you restore all of them, including your right to keep and bear arms. And if that's what he's doing, then all of these felons then should be given the right to keep and own guns. But that's certainly not the case. Joining me now, Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Doctor, welcome back.
Great to talk to you.
Okay, so, I got to thinking about this actually on the drive-in because I heard somebody talking about this move to restore civil rights to 200,000 felons, and I'm thinking, well, did they get them all? And I know darn well they don't have the right to go get guns and own guns. I mean, how can you do part of it, not all of it? You're an expert in this field. Where am I going wrong?
Well, in Virginia in particular, the state constitution basically says that you can't have the right to vote unless you've had all your previous rights restored if you've been a felon. And so I think the governor of Virginia is very likely to run into a court challenge for his executive order that he just signed. But, you know, as you say, it's pretty much a naked power grab in the sense that about 90% or so of the people who are felons end up voting for Democrats. And so, it doesn't take much of a guess to know why he's done this. We've seen this big change in felons being able to vote since the 2000 election, when I guess Democrats found out how overwhelmingly felons vote for them. And there's been a push since then across the country in terms of restoring voting rights.
I just got to ask, John. Who does a study to find out? So, by the way, if you could vote, if you're a convicted felon, who would you vote for? Who does such a study? I mean, that seems kind of bizarre to me.
Right. Well, I guess we found this out in a couple different ways. One is the rules have varied across states in terms of whether or not you were permanently banned from being able to vote. There were a few states at that time where felons were able to vote after they had served their time in prison. And I've gotten a hold of data like from that, and others have too, where there have been surveys done to see how people voted, and part of the information in those surveys was whether or not the person was a felon.
Wow.
And that's basically how they, one of the ways that they've known how they vote.
See, I can see how, you know, convicted felons would want to vote for Hillary Clinton. I appreciate their point of view at any rate. I also wanted to ask you about one other thing, and that is, as I watch the collapse of the democratic socialist nation of Venezuela, where you can't even get toilet paper now, one of the things they did here, I think in 2012, like any nation of democratic socialism that I've, you know, witnessed or learned about from years past, they do the same things. One of those things is to disarm the citizens whenever they get the opportunity. They did that in Venezuela, and what has happened as a result?
Same thing that happens every other place where guns are banned, and that is you see an increase in murder rates. Every single country that's tried to ban guns, either all guns or all handguns, has seen an increase in murder rates. And unfortunately, what happened in Venezuela is just one additional case where that's true.
Yeah, you know, I look at that and I scratch my head because you have Bernie Sanders out there, who is an avowed democratic socialist, which translation to me is Marxist. So when I look at these things, Doctor, I look at countries that have gone down the same path, And what do I find? I find the same end result time and again. And it makes me wonder, do kids these days that are turning out by the thousands to support Bernie Sanders, can they not read? I mean, can they not understand history? Can they not do some basic fact-checking before they get in there and pull the lever?
Right. Well, I suppose free things sound good. And, you know, whether it be supposedly free education or what have you, I mean, somebody's going to have to pay for those things in the end. And but it sounds great to be able to go and say people are going to be able to get those things for free.
Okay, so what should we be looking for on the horizon here in the next week or two? Big stories you think that might be on the way? Obviously, today's a big voting day across the Eastern Seaboard, five big states. Donald Trump, we talked about last week. Not sure where he will come down on guns, but we are hopeful that his two sons that are members of the National Rifle Association will keep him, you know, as a gun-supporting person. We're hopeful of that, but don't know for sure. What do you have on the horizon, Doctor?
I'm not sure what's going to be coming up. I suppose the big thing has just been what's happened the last week with regard to Hillary Clinton and her statements on concealed carry. We've just had a couple instances where she's agreed with statements and made other statements about concealed carry. In one case, last Thursday, she had a question from somebody in the audience where asking about banning concealed carry, people be able to, with permits, be able to have guns in their cars or to take them into buildings. And she thought that was a great idea. Of course, if you ban people being able to have concealed carry, either in their cars or being able to carry guns into buildings, would pretty much eliminate people's ability to legally carry permanent concealed handgun.
Put it right out in the open. Dr. John Lott, you can find out more at crimeresearch.org.